I'm joined by Julien Laurent from, well, everywhere. You've heard him on Five Live, you've seen him on TNT, you name it, he does it. And everywhere he goes, he does the business. So we're made up to have him on the Anfield Wrap to talk about Jeremy Jacquet, who is, I think, Liverpool supporters. Julien, it's all right that no one has really seen him play. He's not, firstly, played that many games. Secondly, it's not like there's loads of on football getting beamed into TV screens. So you're excited by him as a prospect. You've seen that he's captained France at every single bit of youth level. What is it that makes him so special?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I've been following him since he was very young because, as you said, he's been captain from every French national team since under 16, really, which is quite rare in the history of French national teams, really. So we've had an eye on him. He's from Paris originally, so as you know, in my heart, it makes him even more special. But moved to Rennes, which is one of the best academies in the country, if not the best right now, and we can talk about that a bit later. But we've been following really his progress, and he went on loan last year to Clermont for the first half of the season in the second division, and he was 18. It was too easy for him, and naturally Rennes called him back. They even had to pay Clermont a little bit of money, just under €1 million, to break the loan, to bring him back to Ligue 1, because he was not wasting his time. He's always good at that age to play with grown men and first team football, but he was ready already, one for Rennes and two for Ligue 1. But you're right, people in this country probably haven't seen much of him because he's never played in Europe, for example, because I know that Ligue 1 is not the league that you would watch outside of the Premier League anywhere. And a lot of English football fans don't watch anything else apart from the Premier League and the Champions League. So I completely get it. But he's really the real deal, I think. We will have to wait and see, obviously, in terms of adaptation, and look at Leny Yoro, for example, which had a similar hype, already had played in Europe, which is not the case of Jacquet, but still needs a bit of time to adapt to life in the Premier League and Manchester United. But I think with Jacquet, it's a massive coup from Liverpool. Great signing, probably the best in his age group, or one of the best in the world in his age group, in his position.